Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced his retirement today.
The victims of gun violence are often left physically or psychologically broken. So reducing these shootings in the city that I love has been one of the greatest accomplishments of my career. And it's with that in mind that I want to announce my retirement today. It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like you're carrying the weight of the world.
Covering this story for ABC News and WGN Radio is Ryan Burrow. Eddie got choked up today, didn't he?
He did. You know, it's interesting because when you think about his long storied past as the Chicago's police superintendent, you realize it's only been 3.5 years.
Yep.
But there's been so much news crammed into that time, right? I mean, he essentially got the position because of the Laquan McDonald fallout. We know that Gary McCarthy was the police superintendent. He got tossed out by Rahm Emanuel.
Yep.
There was a small interim period there, and then he was eventually elevated to a job he didn't even apply for. Essentially, he was favored inside of the police department. Rahm Emanuel seemed to like him, thought that he would fit well with the pursuit that was moving forward with the consent decree, the end of stop and frisk. And at that time, in 2016, remember, we had over 700 murders in the city of Chicago. So they needed to stop the bleeding from that perspective. I mean, that was a real issue at that point, and,
right.
And that was just 2016. And then 2017, remember, he passed out during that press conference with Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and then we found out he had the kidney issue that
right.
required a transplant. In 2018, we saw four police officers killed, including Commander Bauer. We saw the two officers killed by the train, very emotional moments at that point. And then 2019, some people forget, this was the year the Jussie Smollett situation happened. So, I mean, you throw all of that into 3+ years.
It's a lot of drama.
Right? Exactly. And you know, I mean, that doesn't even get into the investigation that's underway right now. And, you know, of course, there was a new mayor elected, and we didn't know if he'd survive that.
Right.
And here's where we are right now.
Well, Ryan, I forgot that Rahm Emanuel overrode the police chief selection committee and just said, you know, Eddie, you have the job.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was three that they had put out in front of him that
right.
they had laid out. Look, these are three. We've done this nationwide search. And he said, nope, go in this direction instead. And, you know, African-American male from inside of the police department, he thought that that would help boost morale because that was at an all-time low at that point with the end of stop and frisk. And, you know, there was all that talk about police officers being on their back heels because of some of the new things that were put into place and body cameras. And this was a guy who could help implement some of these new policies and rules. So, you know, I think a lot of people think he was the right guy for the time. And, you know, obviously today we learned that Eddie Johnson's got other things on his mind. It sounds like family is a top priority.
Well, 3 years on the job, was it that Eddie had enough of the job, or was it the investigation into him found asleep in his SUV at a stop sign?
He says he's going to let us tell that narrative. You know, the question was asked, and it was sternly told to the media beforehand, look, this is about celebration and honoring Eddie Johnson. This isn't about some of the other questions you may have.
Right.
Hint, hint about the investigation that's going on, especially with his son front and center and right next to him at the podium. But the question was asked, I mean, did that accelerate this? You know, I mean, he's still several months away from getting to that retirement threshold. Why didn't he just hold off till the spring and do it then? And, you know, I guess we'll never know the full answer. He seemed to indicate that it was that Bears game in London when he decided, look, this is what I want. I want to be with my family more. He said he felt normal being in London and being with his family and not having to worry about the pressures of the job.
Could you imagine being the police chief of Chicago, taking your problems home
No.
every single night? I mean, he's been very transparent with me since he was appointed police chief of Chicago. He's come on every single time we've asked, and he's going to come on this weekend with me. I'm going to be on Sunday, and he's going to come on Sunday between 1 and 3 with me. That's the type of guy he has treated me. I have a lot of respect for him. And I feel like maybe he did have that moment in London, saying to himself, what am I doing? I'm not enjoying life. I'm 59 years old. I've had major surgery. Maybe it's time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the pressures of that job, I think, could make everyone, you know, not want to be at it for a long period of time. And clearly, there was a lot piling up on him. I don't exactly know where the investigation plays into all this, and we'll see what investigation continues now that he's on his way out. I think the one thing that was very endearing to us in the media about Eddie Johnson was, look, he was a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know who the next person, if they come in, if they're going to be from the department or not, but we knew his backstory. I mean, he had been working the beat since 1988. He grew up in Cabrini Green. You know, he knew Chicago inside out. We knew he loved this city.
Yeah.
So to have someone come in from outside and to implement these things without the heart of Eddie Johnson just didn't seem right. So, you know, from Rahm Emanuel's perspective, you know, having someone from the state of Washington come in and handle this job, it just didn't seem or feel right to him. Now, that being said, where we're at now, would it be good to have some outside eyes come in and take a look at this department? I guess we'll have to see.
Well, the Trib is reporting that former L.A. police chief Charlie Beck will be named Chicago's interim police chief.
I have heard that. It's being reported in Los Angeles as well.
Okay.
You know, not from the mayor. We heard her yesterday in a press conference. I guess this would be, you know, Wednesday morning, was asked point blank about that. This was before Eddie Johnson announced that he would be stepping aside formally. And she said she didn't know anything about a meeting with Charlie Beck. Now, she's an attorney. Maybe she didn't know anything about a meeting with Charlie Beck, but yeah. Clearly that name has not gone away.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what it sounds like from what the Sun-Times is reporting, what we're hearing from ABC's Craig Wall, what we're hearing from the Tribune is this might be an interim situation. He comes in, handles a, you know, a massive police force, which he's done in the past, and tries to get Chicago to that point in which they can make a decision as to where they're going to go with some kind of nationwide or maybe internal search as well.
What do you think the average term is for a police chief here in Chicago?
I will say 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Eddie Johnson, yeah. 3 years. Gary McCarthy had 5. Jody Weiss, 3 years. Phil Klein, 3.5. Terry Hillard, 5 years. Those are your last 5.
My goodness.
So, yeah, 3.5, 4 years, right around there.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be shocked. We shouldn't be shocked anywhere between 3 and 5 years when a police chief steps down here in the city. Ryan Burrow, you're the best. Thanks for staying up, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
That is Ryan Burrow. He's been covering this whole thing with Eddie Johnson for ABC News and WGN Radio. News is next. It's 720 WGN.